from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We've got Coach Wunstead with us. Always a delight. And Dave, we got to get your take on the quarterback. Justin Fields did not get 100 yards passing. It was a tough day for him.
Caleb.
What did I say? I said Justin
Caleb Williams,
Fields.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's all right. Yeah. Justin Fields did have 157
yards. Yeah, all right. You knew what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
I know what
Caleb you're Williams
at.
Struggled
yes.
in his debut. I don't know that he had a lot of help. It seemed like he was under siege, Dave. It seemed like on the offensive side of the ball, it felt like they lost the line of scrimmage the entire day. They lost the line of scrimmage maybe in the first half on the defensive side of the ball, and then maybe they recovered a little bit and did some things defensively where they spread things out and they seemed to manage things so much better in the second half and got pressure going. But it's amazing to me that the game has changed so much that you can lose the line of scrimmage and win the day.
Yeah, yeah. If you looked at the stat sheet and stuff, the turnovers. You say we got three turnovers. Two of them for touchdowns. You say what team won? You're probably going to say that team won, right? So, we need to separate it though, because the defense, the play, and David knows this. He's played it. The play great defense, and you guys have heard me say it. I made up a sign and I had it everywhere I coach. Know what to do and give great effort and we'll play great defense. And so I think Flus and them made some adjustments. That's great. But let me tell you something. Playing great defense is all about being emotionally all in. And things were too easy for us, I think, in the preseason. So we come out of there and they've got a good offensive line. They got three number one picks right on there. The offensive line coach is as good as there is in the league. They got some nice schemes, and they kind of got us on our heels a little bit, you know. So that can happen. And then all of a sudden we went in and say, you know what, enough's enough. We've got better players than them. Let's turn it up a notch and make a few little adjustments or whatever. But defense is all about emotion. So
are you saying that the halftime adjustment wasn't the change, it was the attitude adjustment?
I think it's a combination. It's a combination of both. You can have the greatest – I've had really good defensive schemes, and if our guys aren't emotionally all in, it made no difference. No difference, you know, because that's what defense is. We're on offense, and we sat here a week ago, and we talked about concerns going into the opening week, and I said, guys, let me tell you something. Doing this for 40 years almost – stuff that happens in the preseason comes back to haunt you in the regular season. You cannot stick your head in the sand. And the running game was Swift I didn't feel it coming out of the preseason. I did not feel it. And the offensive line, what position, and Olin Kreutzer, Pat Manley would tell you this, the one position on the football team that needs to work together as a unit and communicate and figure it out more than any other unit is the offensive line.
Yes.
When you think back to training camp, Nate Davis out a week or two. Jenkins is missing some time. Jones misses some time. We got Bates at center. Now he's at guard. We got Shelton at center. There was more position changes, injuries in and out with our offensive line than any position on our team. As a result, that's what we got. You know the old expression, what we did in training camp is what showed up there. I'm fine with Caleb Williams.
Well, wait a second.
Go ahead.
No, the offensive line is a concern, but the expectations were highest for the quarterback, and he did not play well, Dave. You warned us about the speed of the game increasing.
Yes.
I don't know if you can be fine with Caleb Williams because he did not play to a level that we expected and to a level that we should probably hold him to that standard, a higher standard to be okay with his play. He wasn't good.
He missed some throws. I will say that. But let me tell you, I was more of a fan of his after hearing his press conference than I was before the game. I really was.
He handled it well.
This kid gets it.
Yep.
He gets it. He understands. And he's going to bounce back real strong. But guys, you be the quarterback, David. I want to be the quarterback if it's second down and 5.
Right.
Let me be the quarterback. I don't want to be the quarterback if it's second and 9. I don't want to be the quarterback when it's 3rd and 8. I want to be the quarterback when it's 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. That's when all of a sudden that pass rush. How do we slow down a defense? These guys were coming after us, man. How do we slow them down? You run the ball. And you make them play the run and the pass. They weren't concerned. What was our halftime average running the ball? Would you 2 yards a carry?
Yeah,
wasn't it? I think at halftime it was 2 yards a carry.
Yeah,
I mean that's embarrassing.
You went into the fourth quarter, and I believe the quarterback and the wide receiver had the longest runs of the game.
Now, thank you.
End up getting a 20-yard run out of your running back, but if it weren't for that, he'd have finished with 9 carries for 10 yards.
16 rushing yards, 8 carries at halftime. Good memory.
Yeah, okay. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Caleb. We'll figure him out. I'm saying, guys, don't tell me about we're not getting big plays. You know why we're not getting big pass plays? Because it's when it's 2nd and 10 and 3rd and 10, everybody's playing pass. Mm-hmm. You're not going to trick anybody. You got to – it just that was the one area that really disappointed me, and we got to be careful that we don't fall into a trap and say it's going to be Caleb and great receivers and Caleb and great receivers. To me, and I've said this because when Bill Belichick started Tom Brady, I was defending Tom Brady at the Dolphins, and they ran the hell out of the ball. They had a defense that was about like ours. I don't know, who was better, but a top-notch defense, and they threw play-action passes and screens. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe
I remember
Brady
that.
And Belichick don't know what they're doing, but, but no, and I'm being
seems
serious.
Like they figured it out. Well,
but I'm being serious. You know, that's the winning combination. And with Brett Favre, when he was a rookie, Mike Holmgren's approach was screen, and it used to just drive me crazy. Tight end screen to Chamora, halfback screen to Bennett, fullback screen, wide receiver screens. But you know what Holmgren says? Dave, we can't run the ball real effectively, so we're going to be the screen
long
kings.
Handoff. Right.
That's right. And I want to be in 3rd and 5, not 3rd and 10.
Different topic. Why do you think that Matt Eberflus has publicly supported Velus Jones, and then why do you think they gave him the football after he muffed the kickoff return?
Wow. You know what? I remember when I had a running back that was having some issues, and I called up Bill Parcells. He was still coaching then, and I said, Coach, you got 25 more years experience than me. Tell me. He says, Dave, it's real simple. A guy that's a repeated fumbler or repeated penalty guy, get rid of him. He's going to cost you games. You cannot play guys like that. You cannot. And that's the end of it. You got to have the guts to do it, is what he told me. So that's my opinion, not just because of this game. But I thought last year, Flus made some comments last year when Velas fumbled a couple of times. I thought they were going to cut him before the season was over last year. And he's a great kid. I got nothing against him, but I'm not putting my job on his line. And he may come up and have a 20-yard run and excite everybody, but I wouldn't trust him. That's just my opinion. And I love the kid. Nothing personal on this guys. I don't know him. I'm just saying football. I'm a head coach. Dave, I'm responsible for this team.
You're keeping him because of a size-speed ratio idea. That's why you drafted him, and you're looking for that play. But DeAndre Carter came in once he fumbled and got a 66-yard return.
That's a pro.
That led you to a field goal that you needed in order to win that game. I just think that it's kind of a non-factor because you've got a replacement who's better than him.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. We talk about the block punt, but how about special teams? Block punt for a touchdown. Carter's return, 66 yards, and three field goals.
Yep.
That was a – God, I mean, you know, that
great performance.
Hats off to Bears special team. I mean, Flus and them did a great job. Special teams coaches, great schemes, great effort out of the guys, really, across the board.
This segment with Dave Wannstedt is sponsored by ChicagoRoofingContractors.org, providing all-weather protection for your business.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the only thing that kind of bothers me about some of the decisions or things going on right now, is that you want to, as a coach, always have the tape dictate what you're personnel decisions are. Talent alone, right? You don't want to factor in contract situations, draft status. Velus Jones is still on this team because he was drafted in the third round by Ryan Poles. Is Nate Davis in a rotation only because he was paid and guaranteed all the money? Because from a performance standpoint, it's hard to justify why he is still in a rotation. He looked bad on Sunday. He was pulled. They call it a rotation. Why is Nate Davis still in the mix?
I wish I could answer that for you. He's got talent. You know, he's done it in the past, but he's not doing it now. I have no idea. Well,
they paid him.
And the other thing, too, is you say, okay, who's going to take his place? You know, that's what I would sit in there and my assistant coaches would say, Velus Jones, coach, I don't trust him, for example. I'm giving you an example.
Yes.
So I would turn and say, okay, Molly, who are you going to put in his place? You say Carter. I say, okay, that makes sense. David, you say Cart, and I say, David, I agree with you. I don't trust him. Who you want to put in there in his place? And I don't know. You know, who?
Ryan Bates, if he's healthy.
Ryan Bates.
But yeah. I want him to learn how to play center because he was supposed to do that, and he missed camp, and now you seem to need an upgrade there.
Yeah, so that would be my question, David. I think with Velus, you know, and hopefully Johnson's back, the running back, Roshan, and shouldn't he be back pretty soon? I don't even know what his injury is, but
right.
Hopefully he gets into that running back rotation. And Herbert, what happened to Herbert? You know, this guy, I don't know. You know,
They clearly have issues with him because they don't give him the ball and they don't trust him.
And he's always gets positive yards.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guy's a good football player. He's a nice complement to Swift. And then you're going to get Roshan in there pounding you a little bit. I'm
not here to pick on Caleb Williams, but the fact of the matter is that we knew in the preseason, Dave, that they wanted him to prove it from the pocket. Other teams were not going to let him move around or use his scrambling ability. Does he have to learn? There was a 19-yard sack at one point. Does he have to learn when a play is dead to just dirt the ball or to do something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 100%. You know, that was the big thing. You know, and this is going to be a little different look now, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but with Houston is one of the least blitzing teams in the National Football League. So, yes, we're going to have to block their four guys up front. Don't get me wrong. They got four really good players, but coverage-wise, I don't want to use because I'm kind of reflecting what I've done all along since I've coached, but they're kind of a little bit vanilla from the standpoint that they want to rush for, play some different coverages. So he should be able to. He's not going to get the blitz this week that would flush him out is the point I'm trying to make. So he's going to, I think, have a chance to stay in that pocket and read the coverages and get the ball out. We'll see. But
is he tall enough? I mean, there were a couple bad passes.
Oh,
is that all okay?
Yeah.
And we asked Olin about playing with Drew Brees, and he pointed out that they always had, like, Pro Bowl interior linemen.
Big linemen, big guards.
And their idea was to keep the penetration and to not allow him some comfort in order to throw in the pocket.
Yeah, I don't think that was a problem. You know, I mean, just the effort and the speed. All of a sudden, those guys were 2 feet in his face,
right.
And they weren't 2 feet in his face in the preseason, you know?
And they're big and fast, and they're coming at him.
You guys have all been to more practices than I have. All the coaches scream is stay away from the quarterback. That's right. All you hear at practice whenever they're going offense versus defense, which I get it. I was one of those guys yelling when I was coaching. So my point is that there's never anybody in practice that's in the quarterback's face.
I understand that, and that's a good point. I also understand that the lack of protection is a big problem. That said, his longest completion was 13 yards.
Yep.
And it was a very safe approach to the passing game. Caleb Williams was not drafted first overall because he was a game manager. You don't want to make him one. I don't think that is the right way to go here. I think the way to respond to what happened on Sunday is to let him take shots down the field. You've got receivers that you trust. You've got a quarterback with arm talent. Show it.
Yeah.
13 yards being the longest completion is a mistake by everybody.
You can do both, though, can't you?
You can.
Can't you run the damn ball, control the clock, and set up a play, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Wouldn't that make it even easier on him?
But you're going to do the first part. You better do the second.
But
they're not doing the second.
Dave, they got to do two or three shots down the field. I mean, half, right?
That was my thing. You knew that, Molly. I mean, we've talked about this, and I would keep track of that. I wanted two deep balls a half. That was written into our game plan ever since I was a head coach.
Don't be the point guard, though. Be the shooting guard. Sometimes you got to take the shots.
Yeah, I agree. No, there's no question about that. I'm not going to dispute that.
But,
I mean, because I would ask my offensive coordinator, we need to take a shot. There'd be 4 minutes to go in a half. Guys, we haven't taken a deep shot yet. I want two of them a half. Got to keep those. And Tom Coughlin was that way. When he was at Jacksonville, if you remember, that's where I got that from. He, back in the day, him and I talked about it. I mean, he was, and that's one thing that he was insist on, Throw it deep twice and a half.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's off play action, drop back, whatever, but right. we're taking two shots.
I'm curious, though, Cole Kmet, you paid him $50 million. He's the starting tight end. He played less than the backup tight end. He only had 27 plays to 34 for Gerald Everett. Isn't a tight end the best friend of a young quarterback? Isn't that
Should
supposedly?
Be. Yeah, absolutely. And Komet's he's a good blocker.
Yeah.
He's smart, as they have on the team.
Good route runner.
So you can move him. That's what I liked about Kmet. You know what I mean? You could move him off the line and kind of put him in that fullback position. I mean, you know, he's done all that. We've all seen him do that. So, yeah, I don't know.
Do you think they had too many weapons? The guy was kind of experimenting. I'm just being honest.
He's not in stride yet, Shane Waldron.
Yes.
He needs to find his rhythm, especially with personnel groupings. At one time, Travis Homer was lined up with DeAndre Carter, and it just was
crazy.
You're right. No, you're right. And you know what, David? It may help his rhythm, if that's the word that we're using. It may help him find his rhythm because Adunze's going to be out now, right? Adunze?
Yeah.
He's going to be out. Keenan Allen's gimping around.
Yes.
I don't know what his status is going to be. So he might go into this game with DJ Moore, and now the Kmet thing and Everett becomes a big part of the
Tyler
game
Scott
plan.
Scott is your deep throw guy. And seriously, they won the game because of what you said, Dave, the turnovers. That's how they won the game. So you want to take your shots. You want to do your stuff. Whatever you do, protect the ball. And I know that is kind of, you don't want to lose the guy's confidence. You don't want to, but they won the bloody game because the other team gave the ball away three times in the fourth quarter.
Yes, absolutely. No, I agree. I'm looking here. Go ahead. You guys just keep talking.
We want to know who you're picking. Who are you picking Sunday night?
Yeah. You said that he'll rebound. Are they going to rebound enough to win the bloody game?
Boy, you know what? It all depends on the – this is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough one just because these guys can score points. I mean, our defense is going to be tested maybe as much this week as we have and will all year.
Yeah.
I mean, you realize what Houston did in their opener?
Yeah.
They scored the first three times they had the ball, two
right.
touchdowns and a field goal. And they added
Joe Mixon.
They added Mixon and the receiver
Diggs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Stroud.
Yeah.
Problem.
So they added some firepower
it's
here.
It's a problem.
And
that's so true.
But you know what? I think that Caleb is going to bounce back. I think he's going to play good this week. I really do. I don't know why. I guess I'm just believing in the guy.
We got to see more of a Mercedes Lewis. Because they've got two edge rushers. I was saying to David, we're complaining about the interior of the offensive line this week. Get ready for Monday when we're talking about the tackles and how bad they are. Because edge rushers are excellent.
Get ready. Boy, how good is DJ Moore?
Oh, he's a great player.
You know what I mean?
Great player.
I'm sitting there as the game's going on, and with all the talent that we have and all we've talked about, you know what I'm sitting here saying to myself in my mind? Get the ball to DJ.
Yeah.
I don't care how way the guy is a player, isn't
he's a,
he?
Yes, he's a player.
He catches anything, everything. He's tough.
Yes.
He makes guys
and
miss.
He'll get you first down.
Oh,
he's unbelievable. So
with a couple of receivers banged up this week, I mean, DJ Moore could come out of this game with 10 catches, you know?
Wow, it'd be lovely if he – but what was the game last year? He had like 200 yards or something.
Good timing.
All right, Dave, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Dave.
All right,
guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.